Among the many different threads to the Enron story, there is this. Officials at the company established some 2,000 different subsidiaries and partnerships. They were part of a complex web of deal-making. Some 700 of those partnerships and subsidiaries were registered in one state, Delaware. Over the years, Delaware has been a haven to businesses looking to incorporate. NPR's Brian Naylor found out why.
It all started with Woodrow Wilson. It used to be New Jersey was the most popular state in which to incorporate, according to University of Pennsylvania law professor David Skeel. But then Wilson was elected New Jersey's governor.
He became more aggressive in enforcing the corporate laws and actually most particularly the antitrust laws. The corporation said, thanks, if you're going to be tough on us, we'll go somewhere else. They went to Delaware, and Delaware has never looked back.
Helped by laws similar to New Jersey's and some favorable court rulings, Delaware has done all it can to promote itself as the state in which to incorporate. It makes the process exceedingly easy. All you have to do is get on the internet and click. There you'll find hundreds of firms to help you through the process, among them Delaware corporations. Wilmington attorney Craig Smith is a partner in the firm.
Generally, you pay by credit card. And you have a corporation or a limited liability company or a limited partnership or whatever entity you want to form.
For a fee, Smith's firm will file the requisite forms and then act as the corporation's agent. The forms to incorporate are short and they don't ask a lot of questions.
As little as possible, because that makes it efficient. And of course, many people prefer anonymity.
On or before March 1st.
Okay. The Delaware Secretary of State's office prides itself on the efficiency in which it can register a new corporation. They offer same-day, even two-hour service. But while efficiency helps, David Skeel says what Delaware really has going for it is the law.
It turns out that the state you incorporate in determines what laws will govern you with respect to various corporate affairs, particularly the relationships between and among shareholders and managers. And the thing that makes Delaware so attractive is Delaware is very sympathetic to managers and to business generally.
That sympathy manifests itself in Delaware's unique Chancery Court, where judges appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate hear and settle business disputes. Skeel says the court often sides with company managers in disputes with shareholders, but Craig Smith, who has represented both sides, says that's not always the case.
I think it's a misperception to say the court favors management. There is built into the law some bias in favor of management, but that's just a presumption. And if you can put on evidence that they didn't discharge their duties properly, they'll be found liable.
More than 300,000 corporations are registered in the state, including half of those traded on Wall Street. As for the 685 Enron subsidiaries registered in Delaware, Secretary of State Harriet Smith Windsor makes the analogy of a driver who runs a red light. In this case, she says, Delaware is like the manufacturer of the car.
Certainly, there's someone driving that Enron situation, and it's certainly nothing that the state of Delaware or any state where they may have been located had done wrong.
And indeed, no one seems to blame Delaware. Just because Enron officials found it a convenient place to incorporate many of their questionable ventures. In fact, other states would like to get a piece of the lucrative $400 million in fees corporations pay to register in Delaware. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Wilmington, Delaware.